This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith, my life gets stronger and stronger. Can you give God a shout of victory tonight? Amen, 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 amen. Open your Bible tonight to Luke with me, please. The New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 4. Before we look at the scripture tonight, let me just kind of say thank you to all those of you that are partners with me with our television outreach, our television ministry. You know, we'll never know till we get to heaven the lives that are impacted through our television ministry. And you know, we don't say a whole lot about it. Like just this week, I got invited to Kenya. I got invited to India to hold conferences, you know, and that all came through God TV. You know, we're on God TV. You know, we get invitations all the time. We're thankful. We're grateful. But even better than that, you're impacting people in those nations through our TV ministry. And then, you know, the guys told me today, we don't tell you a lot of this. We get opportunities to go on all over. I hope you understand that, right? I mean, secular channels. We get the opportunity to go on all kinds of channels. And the only thing that holds us back is, that's it. Because we're not going to go into debt over a big TV budget. So as the partners come, then we continue to spread out to reach people. Because, you know, TV will go where you and I will never go. Right? All over the world. Amazing with satellite. But like just today, the guys told me, this is so cool. Thank you for praying and supporting those of you who are TV partners. That there's a TV station in the UK that said, you know, we're on YouTube now. I don't know if you knew that or not. We're on YouTube. And they asked if they could take all of our programs off of YouTube free and start airing them in the UK on their television station. Isn't that cool? That's really cool. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Aren't you? Amen. So I'm just grateful. Well, I'm excited about tonight because I begin a brand new series. And most churches don't even have a Wednesday night. And a lot of times people think we teach the same thing on Wednesday night that we do the weekend. It'd be easier for me to do that, but I don't want easy. I don't want easy. So I want to be a blessing to you. And I want to help you tonight know God a little better. I want to help you get a little closer to God than when you came. Because the closer we get to God, the better off our life is. The closer we get to God, the better our life is. The closer we get to God, the better our life is. So we're going to be talking all month on Wednesday nights about the heart of worship. The heart of worship. Can you see that with me? The heart of worship. Now, one of the ways we get closer to God is through worship. One of the ways we get closer to God is through worship. The closer we get to God, the better off our life will be. And how do you get closer to God? One of the ways is through worship. Now, tonight, I want to give you four different levels of worship because you know that God doesn't receive everybody's worship. You understand that, right? Remember Cain and Abel? Remember God wouldn't receive the one's offering, right? That's a form of worship. So God doesn't receive everybody's worship. So you and I, though, we want to worship Him in spirit and truth, and we want to give Him the kind of worship He wants that pleases Him. We want to give Him the worship that pleases Him. And we want to go, I've been a Christian for a long time, but yet I want to go deeper in my worship, right? In my worship walk with the Lord. I know you do too. So tonight is all about that when you go and get in your car and leave, I want you to be a little closer to God than when you came. And I want to give you tools to work on to get closer to God this fall than ever before. Because the closer we get to God, the better off our life will be. Okay? So here we go. Luke chapter 4. Let's look at this. Luke chapter 4 and verse 8. Can we read it on the count of three? Y'all did so good at the offering. Can we read it on three tonight? One, two, three. powerful, amazing scripture, isn't it? But I want to bring two words to your attention. I want you to see the word worship. Y'all see it? And then I want you to see the last word is what? Worship one, serve one. It's our power phrase, the Church on the Rock. Worship one, serve one. Now let me bring this to your attention. What comes first? The law of first mention. Worship comes before serving. Now, we've got such awesome people in our church that we actually have people that if they're only going to come to church once a week, they'll come and serve. I appreciate that. That's really, you know, an amazing, amazing characteristic, but it's not scriptural. If you can only come once a week in one of the services, you should come and worship, not come and serve. Because worship always takes precedent over serving. Because I love you and I'm your pastor. If all you do is come and serve, you're not connected to the mission. You're not connected to the vision. You're not connected to the purpose. You're not being fed. You're not being established, rooted and grounded in the Lord. And you can only serve so long without getting burnt out. So that's why we say worship one, serve one. Notice that worship comes before serving. Serving comes after worshiping. Are y'all, isn't that cool? Isn't that an amazing revelation? Now you know our power phrase, those of you on the dream team, now we say, you know, worship one, serve one. Well, Pastor, my schedule, I just can't do that. We understand that. But if you can only come, some people can only come like Saturday night, and that's their church service for the whole week, then they shouldn't be serving. They should be worshiping and sitting in here and growing in God until their schedule changes, right? Where they can, you know, worship on Saturday night. And we have many who come back on Sunday morning and they serve one. That's called a balanced Christian life. For those who just come and sing in the choir and leave after that, that's going to burn out. They won't last very long. For those who just come and worship, you know, work, serve in the children or the youth or whatever, and that's all they do, they won't last. They won't finish with you and I. They won't finish the race. They'll backslide. They'll get weak. They'll waver. They're not connected. Don't have a clue what's going on in the church, and they give up after a while. So notice, everyone say, worship one, serve one. So he says, Jesus, and out of the mouth of Jesus, I think he's the greatest leader that ever lived. Jesus, and he said that you will worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So worshiping takes precedent over serving. So sitting in the services, taking notes, following along, preparing before I come to get the most out of the service, being receptive like y'all are tonight. Y'all so awesome. Being receptive like that takes precedent over serving, because out of your worship flows your serving. Out of your worship flows your serving. See, serving doesn't bring you closer to God. Worship brings you closer to God. Worship brings you closer to God. And so it's so important that you have both, so you're a full, balanced Christian. So that's important. Then these power phrases that we give our dream team, they all have a reason and a purpose, don't they? So worship one, serve one. Out of the mouth of Jesus. And worship always takes precedent over serving. Now, is that clear for everybody? You understand the why behind it now? Because we love people. We love our dream teamers. And we love those who serve at our church. And we want to get it, though, properly in order. Correct. Amen, church? All right. So notice then, worship. We're talking tonight and all month long about the heart of worship. The heart of worship. So how do we worship God? There's many different ways to worship God. We're really not going to talk about the ways, but I want to talk to you about the four levels. Because we get closer to God through worship. How do we get closer to God? Through worship. Now, let me give you four levels of worship. And they all start, now work hard for this. Y'all appreciate this, right? They all start with the letter A. Because you can retain teaching method. You can retain them better with a law of association. And so let's look at the different levels of worship. Because through worship, we get closer to God. And if you and I develop our worship, we will get closer to God. Amen? And the closer we get to God, the better off our life will be. All right, so the first level that I want to bring to your attention is called the attitude of thankfulness. The attitude of thankfulness. You know, we're to enter his courts with thanksgiving, right, church? So the attitude of thankfulness. Now, I just love you so much. I want this to be life-changing for you tonight. I want this to be life-giving. So you're praying for me and I'm praying for you, right? Because it's not an accident that you're here. Even if you're an unbeliever, again, no pressure on you. We're glad you're here. Just happy. Just want you to know God's for you. But I want everybody to get something. Okay? So the first level would be an attitude of what? Thankfulness. No, what does that look like, Pastor? That's thanking him for what he has done. Thanking him for what he has done. Now, that's an attitude of gratefulness, right? An attitude of gratefulness. Now, think about it, church. The things we do first in the morning determine our day, right? Now, don't anybody get scared, okay, because I'm not into all this stuff. But, you know, we in the church, we know this. We that read our Bible, we understand this. Especially those that read the book of Psalms, you understand that an attitude of gratitude, you know, attitude of gratefulness. And what is that? Thanking God for what he has done. Now, you can go to an Anthony Robbins seminar, Tony Robbins. You can go to one of his seminars and pay, I'm serious, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for a six-day conference. And the first thing he's going to teach you is when you start your day, you should start with an attitude of gratitude. So we're going to pass an offering bucket here in just a moment. Think about it. The world pays thousands of dollars to hear what you and I are hearing tonight, an attitude of gratitude, thankfulness, thankfulness. So that's kind of the first level of worship is we're thanking God for what he's done. And he's done a lot, hasn't he? We sang tonight about how good he is. And so just begin to reflect. You know, one way that you can recover from burnout is reflect what God has done for you. Just stop and through reflection. Well, he saved you. He redeemed you. He's healed you. He's preserved you. He's protected you when you didn't even know it, right? All the blessings, all the things. That's called an attitude of thankfulness. That's an attitude of gratitude, first level of worship. We enter our court. We enter his courts with a sacrifice of praise, right? All that the Bible talks about. So that's the first level. And what is that? Thanking God for what he has done. So when you need a jump start, you know, that'd be a good place to get a jump start. That'd be a good place to start getting edification, to get back on track, to get the joy of the Lord again, is just begin to reflect and begin to thank God for what he's already done in your life. And we call that an attitude of thankfulness. You with me, church? Okay, the next level, because we're talking about what worship looks like. You can worship him many different ways. Like Kim said, you can kneel before him. You can lay before him, uplifted hands, singing, clapping, dancing. Those are ways, giving, reading your Bible. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the different levels of worship. So the first level is the attitude of thankfulness. And what is that? We're thanking him for what he has. Next, number two, it's so important that we understand what this is what he is doing. Now, what he is doing, what's that called? Amazement. Amazement. You know, there are actually scriptures in the Bible that talk about, you know, standing before God and being amazed. Y'all remember in Isaiah chapter 6 when they stood in the presence of God, you know, and the angels were flying around crying, holy, holy, holy. You know, there's all kinds of stories in the Bible about standing before God, worshiping God and being amazed. So the next level is now you're not thanking God for what he's done. Now you're worshiping him for what he's doing right now in your life. And that causes you to be amazed at what God's doing, present tense, right? What is that? That's an act of faith, isn't it? That's an act of faith. Like what we were doing a while ago about thanking God for ending a season, going into a new season, that's thanking God for what he's doing right now. And I stand amazed when I think about what God's doing in my life right now. I hope you are as well. Amen? So that's the next level of worship. Remember, you get closer to God through worship. The closer you get to God, the better off your life will be. All right? The first level is an attitude of thankfulness, and that's thanking him for what he has done. The next level is amazement, and that's thanking him for what he is doing. The third level is awe, and that's thanking him for what he has said. A wow moment, an awe moment. What would that be? Revelation. Did you know you are to thank him for his word? Do you know there are all kinds of scriptures in the book of Psalms? The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119, and the theme is the word of God. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and it's all about thanking God for his word. So the next level, we thank him for what he has done every day. And that's the first level, kind of like ground zero, right? And that's an attitude of thankfulness, gratitude. And then the next is what? We're thanking him for what he's doing right now, tonight, in our life, in our family, in our circumstances. And what is that? Amazed. And then the next level is thanking him for what he has said, the prophecies over you, the word of God that he's given you, those words that you've written in your daily journals, those words that were spoken over you, the promises of God. You're thanking God for his word, yea and amen, right? So all the promises of God. And what is that? You stand in awe. When I look at what his word says, Dave, tonight with me, all things are possible. Wow, I stand in awe. When I see that his word says, you know, many of you heard some of my testimonies a few years ago. I went in for a checkup with a doctor. He diagnosed me. He said, you have an incurable disease. You're going to live with it the rest of your life. You're going to limp the rest of your life. You're going to deal with it the rest of your life. And da, 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 da. I said, thank you very much, but no. And you know, and what did I do? Not in front of him, even though he's a Christian, born again, spirit-filled, great guy. But what did I do? I knew what the word said. I stand in awe when by his stripes I was and am healed. Don't have it anymore. Totally gone. X-rays show it's gone. It's gone. A miracle. So I stand in awe when I read the word and I find out how good God is and how gracious he is and how kind he is and how he favors me and watches over me, wants me to succeed, wants me to achieve, and he wants me to be a witness. He wants me to have impact. Oh, I stand in awe when I praise him for his word. Are you with me? I'm giving you the levels of worship. I'm showing you how to go from the outer circle to the inner circle, to the holiest of holies. How transformation happens. This should be a part of our life every day. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Reflection. Wow, an attitude of thankfulness. Thank you, God. Can't you just sense his presence here right now? Thank you, God, for what you're doing right now in my life and family tonight. I stand amazed, God. And then, God, I want to thank you for your word. Thus saith the Lord, the word that I've stored and put in my heart, the word that I've renewed my mind, change the way I think, change the way I talk, change the way I react, change the way I respond, change my perspective. God, I thank you for your word. It doesn't return void. I declare your word. I speak your word. And what is that? I stand in awe of who he is, all right, and what he's done. And then the fourth level is this. The highest level is I'm thanking him for who he is. And that's adoration. That's adoration. The highest level is I'm not asking him for anything. I'm not petitioning for anything. Is the highest level is I'm thanking him for who he is. And that's called adoration. Have you ever heard the phrase, oh, she just adores him? Oh, he just adores her. Okay? Oh, they just... Now, what are they saying? They're saying there's such a love, an affection, and devotion there. There's transformation. Come on now. You know, when I was dating Kim 46 years ago, you know, and I adore my wife more today than 46 years ago. But I can remember I'm going back to when we were dating. My mom and dad would say, man, we can see that you just adore her. How, mom and dad? Because it's changed your habits. Change where you go. Come on. I'm not dating three or four girls now, just her. Come on. I'm not going to this. I'm not. What to do? That adore, that adoration of my girlfriend that was going to be my wife changed the way I lived. I hope you're getting this tonight. We talk about real transformation as a Christian through worship. It comes at that highest level. Real lasting change comes at that highest level. If I want to really get close to God, and how does that happen? It happens through, first of all, an attitude of thankfulness, reflection. God, thank you for who you are. Thank you, not who you are, but I thank you for what you've done. All the miracles, all the breakthroughs, the lion, the bear, the Goliath. God, I thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you for what you've said. Let every man be a liar, but God is true. Now, God, I just thank you for who you are. I adore you. And when you get to the adoration, it brings transformation. It brings transformation. So worship. Everybody say worship. Okay, so the heart of worship. And I just gave to you a whole clinic for you know, a whole semester in college on worship. Broke it down 4 levels. We could expand on each one, couldn't we? But you and I, we don't want to stay with just thanking God for what he has done. Because he's got great things he's doing in your life. You want to thank him for that. And then we don't forget, because we build everything on the rock, on the word of God, right? But we have a relationship with him through the word. Because you're serving a God you can't see. I realize we see him through nature. And I realize all that. But actually, you can't really see him and touch him. So how do you build a relationship with a God you can't see? Through his word. And then what do? Then you're to a place where you just want to be with him. You just want to be with him. What are you going to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I just want to be with you. Come on. Remember your dating times? And those of you who are dating tonight, what are we going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know. I just want to be with you. So you sit in the car and, yeah, talk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. What are you doing? That adoration phase where you just want to be with them. You just want to be with him. That's where real change happens. Real transformation happens. Come on, somebody. Your characteristics, your habit, your personality, your outlook, your response, your language, your relationships, your purchases, your priorities, everything about you at the adoration, okay? Now, we want to get there, right? I mean, we get there, but we want to live there, right? And that adoration, that adoring him, we want to live there. Where there's life change, where our kids see us changing, our mates, our parents, our friends, our relatives, they see us changing, okay? So that's the heart of worship. We talked about worship. Now, what is the heart of worship? What gets me there? What is the heart of worship? And the heart of worship, you ready for it? Surrender. The heart of a worshiper, a real worshiper, is surrender. The heart, oh my goodness, time is gone. It's time to quit, and I just got started. The heart of a worshiper is surrender. Now, you and I as Christians, we can either go through our life struggling or surrendering. And you and I, here's the key. You know that you're surrendering. A.W. Tozer said, there's no greater life than a life that's totally surrendered to God. A.W. Tozer. There's no greater life than a life that's totally surrendered to God. Now, the world looks at surrender as weakness, as succumbing, as giving up. We're not talking about the world's definition of surrender. We're talking about a Christ follower, a believer, a disciple of Christ, and we understand that we're to pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow him daily. That's surrender. And I agree with A.W. Tozer that there's no more powerful life than a life that's totally surrendered to God. So watch this now. I know the gauge on the dashboard of Christianity. I know that I'm learning to surrender my children, my health, my finances, my marriage, who I will marry, the career I will have, the college, the university, the church, my future, everything. I know that I'm surrendering more to God when I'm struggling less. If I'm struggling and I can't sleep and I'm struggling and I'm at ease and I have no peace, I have no rest, I have no joy, I'm struggling, I'm anxious, I'm fretting, I'm worrying, I'm concerned about retirement and how will I live and my kids in private school and my kids in college and who will I marry and this, that, and the other. If I'm struggling with that, it's probably because I haven't surrendered that to God. And guess what? We have to surrender to him daily. I die daily. less of me, more of God. Am I helping anybody so far? Okay, so surrender. Surrender, it's so important. Now, the more we worship God, the more we get to know God, right? Now, what's the progression? The more we worship God, the more we get to closer to God, the more we get to know God, right? So worship causes me to know Him better. And the more I know God, the more I'll trust Him. So worship who He is, highest level of worship, who He is, adornment, adore. Oh, they just adore Him. They just adore her. They just adore that new little baby. Well, that new little baby just changed their whole sleeping pattern, schedule, routine. But they adore that little that little baby. Amen. But that adoration brought transformation. Are you with me, church? Should happen in our spiritual walk. We want to get there. Well, we're changing every day because we're getting closer to God. So worship brings me closer. Worship causes me to know Him better. So I can't trust someone I don't know. I can't trust a God I don't know. So say it with me. Worship, knowing, trusting, surrendering. I won't surrender to a God I don't trust. I won't say yes to the call if I'm afraid what He'll call me to do. I won't give Him my finances if I don't think I'll survive. I won't give Him my family. I won't give Him my future. I won't give Him my finances, my time, my talent, my treasure if I don't trust Him. So through worship comes knowing. Through knowing God better, we trust Him better as the team comes out. And the better we trust Him, the more we trust Him, we'll surrender to Him. Right? And then watch this now. Don't anybody leave. Surrendering then will bring rejoicing. Not restlessness, but rejoicing. And the last on the equation, the formula, the progression is resting. So worshiping brings me closer to Him. We told you the four levels of worship, what it looks like for real transformation. And the heart of a real worshiper is surrender. Surrender. Not my will, but surrender, surrender, total surrender. The life that's truly surrendered to God, there's not a more powerful life on the earth, on the planet. So through worship, I get to know Him. And in getting to know Him, I get to trust Him. And because I trust Him, I will surrender to Him. And when I've surrendered and I've given it all to Him, there's a rejoicing. And the rejoicing will bring rest. Wow, not restlessness. You know, I remember especially when our firstborn, Daniel, was born. Kim and I were parents for the first time, a little guy. And I can remember, you know, he was just a little guy. I mean, a couple years old. And we went to Branson. Kim and I went to Branson, took him there, little guy. Many of you parents have done the same thing. And this is the first time he'd ever been in a swimming pool. And we were in the swimming pool. He's just a couple years old. And I said, Daniel, come out on the diving board. And it wasn't real deep. And so I was right below the diving board. And I said, Daniel, jump into Dad's hands. Now, guess what? He wouldn't have surrendered to that and jumped off for the first time from a diving board as a little baby into my hands if he didn't trust me. So through trusting me, he surrendered to me. He put his life in my hands. More surrender, less struggle with my life. Does that make sense? Now, let's put it up here. The heart of worship is surrender. That will absolutely change your life. Worship is not about being entertained, like in most mega churches today. It's entertainment. And we think, man, Pastor, you should have that person. Look at their charisma. I'm not after charisma. I had it. Got the t-shirt. It didn't change lives. Okay. I'm all about seeing lives transformed. Authentic, real, genuine, no egos, being led in the presence of God. From thanking God for what He's done, what He's doing, what He said, and who He is. It's all about Him, not about me. Does that make sense? Real transformation. So let's look at it, guys. Can we put up those points there on the screen real quick that I gave you? There we go. Worship is what? Expressing our love to God. So it's an attitude of thanksgiving. Y'all got that one right. You might just take a picture of it real quick because Ella's going to come and lead us in a song. The attitude of thanksgiving is for what He has done. And then B, amazement for what he is. I'm amazed, God, at what you're doing in my life tonight. That should be your language. Well, nothing good ever happens to me. That's why. Okay. Then C, awe for what he has. Man, I just am awe when God said, all things are possible. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I bounce back. I get up. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm loved. I'm accepted. God believes in me. I'm amazed. And then the highest, adoration for who he is. And where there's adoration, true adoration, there's transformation, there's life change in a person's life.